Today's Tanya for the 12th day of Sivan is the beginning of Perek Dalet of Chapter 3 of Shara Yichud Ve'emunah. It's page 156. The number at the bottom of the page is 296. The Rebbe in the previous chapter left us with the question of why is it that the physical creation appears to have an existence of its own when in truth it does not. When in truth, it is totally absorbed in its source, which is God's creative power, because the source is constantly present everywhere, and therefore the creation remains within the presence of its source, and should therefore not have an existence of its own, or even appear to have an existence of its own. So here the Rebbe will explain why that is. Perek Dalet. We find that it says, Kishemesh Morgin Havaya Likim. For a sun and a shield is God, Hashem Elikim. Which means as follows. Pidush Morgin, a shield, means, Unartek Lishemesh, Lahogin Sheyuchu Habriyes Lisavot. The sun has a shield in which it exists, and this is to protect the creation, to protect earth from the full heat of the sun, that the earth should be able to tolerate it. K'may marazal, as the sages say, that la'osid lovei, that in the world to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu meitzi chama menateko, God will take the sun out of its shield, out of this filter, and Rishoyim Nidainim Ba, etc. So the wicked will be punished by it, whereas the righteous will be healed from it. But the point here is that the reason that the sun is hidden or filtered in this shield is because it's too intense for the world, the heat of the sun. So in the same way that the sun is protected or concealed by this shield, Kach Shem Elikim is Mogen L'Shem Havaya Baruch. In the same way, in the divine names, the name Elikim serves as a shield which filters and protects the world from the other name, the name Hashem. L'Shem Havaya, because the name Havaya, the name Hashem, Pirushay Shemahaves Hakeum Ayin Liyesh, the meaning of the word Hashem, the letters of that name, are the same letters as for the word existence. Because it is that name from which all existence is derived. The Hayud, and although the Yud is not part of the word, The Vav and the two Hey spell the word for existence, but the Yud is not part of that word. So the Yud is Mishameshes al Hapu'ulo. The Yud, the prefix, modifies the verb, indicating that which is happening is constant, makes it present tense and constant. Shibaloshen Heve V'Tomid, which makes it present tense and ongoing, as Rashi explains on the verse where it says, this is the way Eev or Job does all the days, with a Yud instead of Oso, it says Yase, to imply that it is present and constant. So in the name Hashem, what we're told is that Chayus Hanishpa b'chol rega mamish b'chol habruyim mimeitza pi Hashem, that the life that gives the creative force that gives existence flows constantly every second to the created being from God, v'ruchei u'mehave eisa ma'ayin liyesh b'chol rega, and is constantly bringing them into existence out of nothingness at every second. Because it is certainly not sufficient, the fact that they were created in the 6 days of creation is not enough. lihiyes kayamim baze kamashikos of li'il, to remain in existence, as we said before, that wouldn't be sufficient. They have to be constantly recreated. Hine b'sidu shrochav shalakadish baruch uksiv, when we're describing God's greatness, it says, hagodil hagibir, the great and the strong. God is great and God is strong. Pirish hagodil, what does it mean that he is great? He midas chesed v'hispashtas hachayis b'chol ha'ilam v'esubruyim la'en ketz v'tachlis. Great means the expansion and the expression of God's kindness that spreads and gives life to all the world and all of creation. And this life force is endless, so it's called great. L'hiyes bruyim yesh ma'ayin v'kayomim b'chesed chinom, so that they can exist out of nothingness and remain through God's kindness. V'nikras g'dula, and this is called greatness, ki bo m'gdulos yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it comes from God's greatness. What does it mean that it comes from God's greatness? It comes migdulo seishal hakadosh baruch hu bechveido v'atzmei. It comes from the essence of God. Ki godel Hashem v'migdulo sein cheker, because God is great and His greatness is incomprehensible. Lochein mashpia. And that's why he gives and provides life. Gamkein chayes v'hesavas ma'ayin liyesh le'elam esubruyim ein ketz. He gives this life to bring into existence out of nothingness infinite worlds and infinite creations. Sheteva hatev leheitiv, because it is the nature of the good to do good. And as the Rebbe will explain in tomorrow's Shia, in the Hayyem Yem for today, the 12th day of Sivan, the Rebbe writes that in the bracha of Shehakel Nihya B'dvarei, we say Nihiya, there's a comment under the Yud, and not a Segel. It's not Nihiya, it's Nihiya. My father writes in one of his letters, that means the Rebbe Ashab writes in one of the letters, you should love and welcome criticism, because that's what will put you, will establish you on a very high level.